I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking again with Jennifer Bowman of the Asheville Citizen-Times. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time on a very busy week to come in and talk to us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So, obviously, a lot of information in this latest indictment of former County Commissioner Ellen Frost. Really, the first public inklings of that something may have been amiss here actually were thanks to reporting by you and John Boyle at the Citizen-Times. So let's take us back to that a little bit. The first article was in August of 2016 and then an article in November of 2017, which basically was detailing why the Asheville Regional Airport was being advertised at some equestrian events. Just give us some background again. What were those articles about, and what was that information that was coming out?
Sure, yeah. So we actually reported on the county and airport's ties to these equestrian centers here in Tryon and in Florida through what many of our regular readers will know, Answer Man. He got a question about Asheville Airport's role in equestrian races down in Florida, and that's when we first received an invoice from then County Manager Wanda Green, and so that showed what appeared to be a $25,000 payment was a routine Answer Man question answered, and then moved on, and then you go about a year later and you see that Wanda Green is under investigation. And as part of that, we looked into the equestrian payments. We saw that that invoice that Wanda Green had provided to John Boyle was in fact wrong. There was a single digit that increased that by $100,000. And then we came to find through our records that the county has actually spent more than $575,000 to promote Asheville Regional Airport through sponsorships and advertisements related to the equestrian centers. Couple months after that, after we get some records back, we found that there was much more put into, as far as county funds go, into these equestrian centers, from dinners to out-of-state trips. And that's where we saw that Commissioner Ellen Frost was involved in these equestrian payments. Well known and mentioned in that indictment this week is that Ellen Frost is a fan of horses. She stables horses. She's shown horses at that equestrian center. And so what we saw then was contradicting statements that we got from Ellen Frost, who at first had kind of admonished these expenses, said that the Tryon Center is good for regional economic benefit. It's a good thing, but these, you know, were not justified to the learning that she was actually aware of it. And so then you fast forward about a year and a half to this week, and we've seen that she's been indicted related to those payments and to those expenses in that 11 count indictment.
Take us a bit through why, allegedly, the cover was using this money to advertise the airport and why that led to the indictment.
Yeah, so that's the conspiracy we see laid out in the indictment, and that's probably what you'll see that is a step taken further in the indictment based, you know, from our reporting. And it appears that Wanda Green, who has since pleaded guilty, she'll be sentenced next month according to, you know, the most recent calendar. It obviously benefits her to cooperate, and she's agreed to do so in the plea agreement. So she is named as a co-conspirator in this indictment but did not face further charges. And so what the prosecutors say is that they paid for these advertisements, paid for these sponsorships to fund personal activities. We've seen some discussion in the indictments about Frost's alleged involvement in using a VIP table, a members-only area. And they're saying in the indictment that and to cover the county's role in it, they instead promoted Asheville Regional Airport, made clear in all the contracts that the county was not to be named or displayed on any of these logos or ads.
And what maybe grabs the eye about that is that the Asheville Regional Airport is not owned, operated, or funded by the Buncombe County government.
That is correct. And this was the first time, according to the statement that we got from the airport folks yesterday, the first time that actually the county has put funding toward advertising and promoting that. And so there's a lot of discussion about that as well. The airport says that they basically agreed to this and said, well, this is great. This is free advertising, free promotions. And so they say while they have a strong partnership with the county, you're correct. There is no funding, no county funding that goes toward operations. The commissioners appoint two members on the airport authority, but there's never been a commissioner even, you know, sitting on that board.
A lot of other details about this, about the expenditures, trips, flights, sponsorship tables, meals, and all that. Again, with the county still sifting through all the Wanda Green scandal wreckage, this is just another piece of it. What's the response been so far?
Yeah, this, I would say it's probably objectively fair to say, it's accurate to say that these are probably been all damning indictments. I mean, they're all public corruption allegations. And this this indictment indicts the first elected official. Ellen Frost was on the Board of Commissioners as recently as last year. She decided very early on in the last year of her term to not seek re-election. And she's been getting a lot of criticism months before this indictment because of her involvement in the equestrian payments, because she was once a close friend of Wanda Green. That's well documented, and it's not something she disputes. So, you know, it once again is it's nothing to benefit the county's efforts that they've been really trying to restore public trust, really pledge transparency, and it almost seemed to settle down, right? This investigation almost seemed like it was wrapping up, although it is worth saying that the U.S. Attorney's Office has said this whole time and continues to say that the investigation is ongoing. And so it's yet again, you know, a black eye for county government.
To that, Wanda Green is named as a co-conspirator in this indictment, but did not face any new charges. And you were talking about she's cooperating with prosecutors now. What does that mean for the future?
Yeah, so if you look in the plea agreement, there are certain she has agreed to cooperate with investigators. That certainly helps come sentencing time. Those are the kind of factors that a judge takes into consideration. So it only makes sense that she would cooperate. And she has kind of been the big fish, right, in this investigation. She faces the most potential prison time. She is in her mid-60s. She actually retired, you know, before it publicly coming out that she was under investigation. So it'll be interesting to see now that we have seen, you know, clearly through this indictment that she is certainly cooperating with investigators. It'll be interesting to see kind of what happens out of the U.S. Attorney's Office in the future.
Jennifer Bowman, thank you again for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.